This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A national expert in forensic pathology testified today in the trial for the paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain. Dr. Roger Mitchell told the state prosecutor that there was no medical reason to give McClain ketamine.
Is ketamine administered in the way it was administered here capable of causing serious bodily injury?
Yes.
Is it capable of causing death?
Yes.
Aurora Fire paramedics Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chikuniak face multiple charges for giving McClain a large dose of ketamine. The city of Boulder is launching a system to respond to non-criminal 911 calls. CPR's Matt Bloom explains.
The system is called CARE, Community Assistance Response and Engagement. The team is made up of a behavioral health clinician and a paramedic. The city says it'll be deployed to 911 calls that don't require a police presence and don't present community safety concerns, such as minor medical issues and concerns about anxiety or depression. Denver has put a similar program in place that's helped to reserve police resources for more urgent calls. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The deadline is passed for presidential candidates to file to get on Colorado's Republican and Democratic primary ballots. More than half a dozen Republicans have qualified. That includes Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis. Former President Trump has turned in the necessary paperwork, but his spot on the ballot is on hold while the courts decide on a challenge to his candidacy. You're listening to CPR News. It's 6:06.